This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says appointment of Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor should be based on merit and not on political affiliation. Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority files corruption case against Nepali Congress leader and former minister Mohan Basnet. And Russia says President Putin is not attending peace talks with Ukraine in Turkey today. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has emphasized that the appointment for the vacant position of the governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank would be based on meritocracy, focusing on the candidate's capabilities rather than personal affiliations. Speaking at the launch of the Former Planners Forum Nepal, Prime Minister Oli clarified that he had no intention of appointing someone based on personal connections, stressing that a competent individual would benefit the nation. He underscored his commitment to meritocracy, noting that while he served as Prime Minister, the government would operate collectively. Prime Minister Oli also said that the appointments to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons were made based on recommendations from a selection committee, ensuring the selection of qualified individuals. He added that apart from a brief acquaintance with one commission chairperson during their time as chief secretary, he had no personal ties with any other appointees. Addressing the Former Planners Forum, Prime Minister Oli encouraged the organization to foster the exchange of ideas and experiences while urging members to maintain harmony to ensure the institution's long-term sustainability. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against Nepali Congress leader and former minister Mohan Basnet. The anti-graft body filed the case at the special court in Kathmandu today, alleging Basnet's involvement in the Terramos scandal. According to CIAA spokesperson Rajendra Kumar Paudil, the case targets 16 individuals, including Basnet, who is also a member of the House of Representatives, and former Nepal Telecommunications Authority Chairman Digambar Jha. The CIA has claimed a penalty of 3.21 billion rupees in connection with the case. A delegation led by Vice Chairman of the Standing Committee of China's National People's Congress, Xiao Ji, currently on a visit to Nepal, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar, the Chinese delegation wished for the success of the Sagarmatha Sambad, scheduled to begin in Kathmandu from tomorrow. Xiao expressed China's eagerness to further strengthen the long-standing and friendly relations between the two countries. He conveyed the goodwill of the Chinese leadership for Nepal's development and prosperity, recalling the success of Prime Minister Oli's official visit to China in December. Prime Minister Oli highlighted the enduring, problem-free and cordial relationship between Nepal and China. He expressed his admiration for China's rapid advancements in development and technology and their global impact. Recalling Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Nepal, Prime Minister Oli described it as a multifaceted and historic. He reaffirmed Nepal's firm commitment to One China policy and emphasized the need for proactive efforts from all sides to implement the agreements and collaborations between the two countries. The meeting was attended by Prime Minister's Chief Advisor Vishnu Prasad Rimal, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chan Song, Nepal's Ambassador to China Dr. Krishna Prasad Oli, and senior officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, among others. The House of Representatives members drew the government's attention towards increasing cases of fire with the onset of summer. Demanding time in a session of the lower house today, the MPs expressed concerns over the death of a woman yesterday in a fire that resulted from the cooking gas leakage in a house at Makhan of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Ward No. 24. They also demanded the management of firefighters' service in inner cities and inner roads of Kathmandu. Another member asked for complying with the economic discipline, citing that a growing size of arrears may cause a significant impact on national economy. The MP apprised the House that the size of arrears had increased by over 733 billion rupees and it had been mentioned in the latest report of the Auditor General. The member also alerted to the Finance Minister about the report of a significant size of arrears within the Ministry's transactions, urging it to assess the possible economic consequences. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Russia says President Vladimir Putin is not due to attend peace talks with Ukraine in Istanbul today. According to the BBC, Russia released a list of officials due to attend, but the president was not on it. It will be headed by the presidential advisor Vladimir Medinsky, a former culture minister and now chairman of the Russian Union of Writers. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky had challenged Putin to meet him, saying he would only attend the talks if Putin was there. Meanwhile, world leaders expressed dissatisfaction for Putin not attending the meeting. British Foreign Secretary David Lammy criticized Putin for sending a low-level delegation to Ukraine peace talks. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump says he may travel to Istanbul on Friday if peace talks make progress today. Trump is on a four-day visit to the Middle East. Talks between Ukrainian, Russian and US delegations are still due to happen in Istanbul, while Zelensky is having a separate talks with Turkey's President Erdogan in Ankara. Separately, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in the Turkish city of Antalya for NATO talks. He said the U.N.'s wanted progress within days. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of Kosi Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places of the high hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says appointment of Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor would be based on merit and not on political affiliation. Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIA, files corruption case against Nepali Congress leader and former minister Mohan Basnet. And Russia says President Putin is not attending peace talks with Ukraine in Turkey today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.